Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What?
You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Okay, so we're back for a recap after I'm fucking pissed right now.
Why I shouldn't have told you.
No,
why I didn't want to tell you.
Here's the thing. I'm really annoyed because we're supposed to be doing our recap episode right now. We're on the break where we film our ads or do whatever. And Tam slips in something. And now I need to know. I know you're saying I'm not going to talk about Vicky. I'm not going to do this. I went out of my way when I was on Watch What Happens Live to not say anything rude about her, to say I understand where she's coming from. There was a moment when we were sitting at that Watch What Happens Live when neither of us were a part of it, and we're on the sidelines, where she said, I don't know anyone, hang with me. I sat there with her, and for you to say to me, oh, well, the other night at dinner, that's not what she said. I had no reason to lie about the Vicky thing, but I said I have empathy for Vicky after the time I spent with her at BravoCon. There was a moment when they pulled all of you guys on stage. Vicky and I were on the side upstairs. Remember when they like weren't even serving food or drinks? And
yeah,
group of us upstairs. And she like looked at me. She's like, I don't know anyone here. I don't feel comfortable. And I'm like, I've got you. What do you need? We're good. We're fine. And she was like, thank you. That's what happened. Wow. I didn't say we were like hugging and kumbayaing.
Okay. I shouldn't have said anything.
I know, but now I'm annoyed because I didn't have, I could have gone down and just been a bigger.
You could have went a different route when on Watch Happens Live. But I really feel like you were doing something really nice and kind and saying some sweet things about her. Or like you said, you could have gone to another route or you could have said other things and you didn't. And I don't know. I probably should.
Either way, I don't even want to be around her. I sat there and told her she looked nice. I wasn't lying. I really believed it when she had that beautiful, nice, expensive dress on. She was nervous and insecure about. I sat there and I was like, listen, no, you should feel proud. You look beautiful in that.
You were very kind to her, I thought.
I went out of my way to be kind to her because I know what it feels like to be like the odd man out. You and I are obviously close. We have fun. It's effortless. And so I did my best to make her feel comfortable. And then for her to double down and say shit about me, now I'm annoyed. That's what it takes. I get freaking annoyed.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going
to
be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shah, tons of knockoff designer bags and bling seized by the feds in this case. So Jen Shah seems to have a thing for counterfeits because the feds say they seized a ton of fake designer bags and jewelry when they raided her Utah home. According to the new legal docs obtained by TMZ, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star was sitting on a treasure trove of knockoffs. Do you have knockoffs?
Only those Gucci sunglasses that we got on Amazon.
No, those are dupes. They don't say Gucci on them.
No, nothing that says a name. Just
yeah. Okay, I'll tell you my experience of a knockoff, including more than 30 counterfeit. 30. Just wrap your brain around that. 30 counterfeit luxury bags and 40 pieces of counterfeit luxury bling. Holy shit! Jen's counterfeit collection included knockoff bags from designers like Chanel, Balenciaga, Hermes, Louis Vuitton, Valentino, Gucci, Jimmy Choo, and Fendi, mostly made in China. Jen's fake jewelry included pieces claiming to be designed by Bulgari. Is that how you say Bulgari? Yeah. Chanel, Cartier, Louis Vuitton, Dior, Gucci, Hermes, and Tiffany. The feds seized all of Jen's knockoffs when they raided her home back in March 2021 as part of the investigation into her fraud case. As part of Jen's pleading guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, she was ordered to forfeit $6.5 million to help pay off the $9 million in restitution. And the feds have now released the inventory of items. First of all, holy fucking shit. How embarrassing.
Especially she was like coming for Angie, saying that she was fake, had all fake stuff, blah, blah, blah. However, Jen Shah posted this on her Instagram. On September 14, 2022, I was informed by Bravo executives that I was not invited to attend the season 3 reunion. I was disappointed because I would have no venue to confront inaccuracies and address my storyline with cast members. Out of nowhere, on November 29th, 2.5 weeks ago, I was invited to attend. I was elated to learn I would now have a voice at the reunion. I was clear with Bravo that out of respect for the courts and a standing judicial order, I would not be in a position to discuss anything related to my legal case or sentencing. Bravo found this unsatisfactory and said they expected to discuss this storyline. That expectation has no regard for me or my family well-being. So under legal advice, I will not be attending the reunion. I need to focus on the most important things in my life and my family. Okay. Well, here's the thing about that then.
Let's talk about that. Okay. My first thought was, because this news broke the day before she was supposed to be at the reunion. Now, she wasn't supposed to be at the reunion. Then somehow, some way, they said they're going to bring her.
Right.
I was talking to friends and they said, maybe it's because she's embarrassed about the counterfeit bags. And I don't think that's true at all. I don't think this woman has that gene in her body. Had she gone to, I mean, let's face it. There was articles last week that I'm a liar. She didn't come back to my room after we left to take all the alcohol out of my mini bar. Please. Yeah, it happened. I don't pull shit out of my ass. I'm not a liar. So I said, no, Jen would have went on the reunion. She would absolutely have denied everything and said the feds were lying. So I don't think she has that gene to be embarrassed or ashamed or whatever. But my question to you is, where do you buy 30 knockoff, where do you buy knockoff bags? And how many housewives are using knockoff designer stuff to elevate their appearance? And would you do that?
No, I would say, I mean, as you could tell by my first season, I was not wearing anything knockoff and I did not look elevated at all. And now, to be perfectly honest, the things that I do have that are elevated, like when my husband gave me my Birkin for my push present from Dove, I feel uncomfortable even carrying it.
I've never even seen you with it.
I've probably carried it 5 times and he's brought it up. He's like, you're never carrying the bag. And I'm like, I feel if I lose this bag and like, I'm not a person that cares that much about like.
You're like me. We're exactly the same person in that sense. Like, I remember I went to the Ivy for lunch with my girlfriend, Jen Lyson. And then afterwards, you know, Chanel's, you know, a couple of doors down. So, of course, you've had a few drinks. And I'm like, I have the money for it, but I just don't feel like I need that to identify myself.
But know like, what I will spend? I will spend so much money on a trip. So
that's us.
My husband reamed me out the other night because I looked at our kids' spring break and it lined up with, you met remember Nicole who came with us to the iHeart event?
Yes.
Staying with him Palm Springs. And we were talking about like, oh, our kids' spring break line up during this and that. And like, we like booked this trip. And then I sent the booking to Edwin and he's like, have you lost your freaking mind? And I was like, other stuff. Like I want to have these experiences with my kids. I don't ever remember going on vacation.
I think that experiences are far more just lasting memories than having a Birkin bag or a Chanel boy bag that I bought drunkenly for $6,000. And then after I've used it a couple times, like Eddie and I, the other day, he's like, what are you doing for Christmas? I'm like, I really don't want anything. Let's just go to Europe. We'll go to Europe. Like, you can't even get
Edwin asked for
like that. He asked for what?
Underwear and socks.
Okay. That's how Eddie is. Eddie does
he's
not.
He's like, I want these particular, he like sent me the link. He's like, I'd like 6 pairs of these. I was like, wow, this is,
sad. You know, because we do and buy, you know, and I feel like we're fortunate and privileged in the fact that we can't afford to buy whatever we want for each other or for ourselves on a daily basis. That when it comes to Christmas, I'd rather give than receive. So for him, like, do you want to, you know, what do you want? I go, I don't want anything. Like, I really don't want anything. We're not huge gift givers. We're just not to each other, to other people for sure, but not to each other. So I'm like, I don't want anything.
But speaking of very comfortable things. I was on that podcast with Unpopular by Zach or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
And we were having a conversation where the lawyer that's been on Erica Jane's like ass.
Oh yeah. On her ass the entire time.
Yeah. So now there's a picture that's out and it says ex-wife of Erica Jane husband scores $200,000 over unpaid spousal support days after Real Housewives Beverly Hills star's diamond earrings were auctioned off. The ex-wife of Real Housewives Beverly Hills star Erica Jane husband Tom Girardi hashed out a $200,000 deal as part of the disgraced lawyer bankruptcy over unpaid spousal support, Radar Online has learned. According to documents, the trustee presiding over Girardi's involuntary Chapter 7 bankruptcy informed the court of an agreement that has been signed by Girardi's ex-wife, Karen. As previously reported, Karen is attempting to collect spousal support over owed from now disbarred attorney for over a year. She filed the first court documents in August 2020, accusing Girardi of being in contempt for failing to pay her court-ordered support from their 1989 divorce settlement. Girardi has now been paying Karen $10,000 a month for years until he asked in February 2020 to reduce it down to $5,000. She claimed Girardi told her she was tired of paying and it felt long enough. Then we get to this. Ronald Richard's wife wearing Erica's earrings. Do you think we should try to call Erica and see if she's going to answer to talk about this?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Let's just see if she'll maybe answer. She's probably going to be like, what? But
should you give her a heads up?
No, I don't give people heads ups.
I know.
It's not my
thing. Doesn't mean it's right.
I know, but it's just who I am. Okay, the woman's name is Lauren Boyette. Taunts Erica Jane after buying her earrings from auction. Come on, Erica. You always answer. Let's go.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
But either way, Ronald Richard's wife, Lauren Boyette, taunts Erica Jane after buying her earrings from auction. Lauren, the wife of attorney Ronald Richards, revealed she is the new owner of the earrings that Erica wanted to keep.
How convenient.
She chose to reveal the news on Instagram and taunted the Housewives of Beverly Hills star in the caption. I now see why you fought for these, the pretty mess. They're stunning. Should I have Girardi removed?
That was just not necessary, which also is not necessary is, necessary in a lot of people's lives, but evidently, Lenny confirms Miami estate has a $4 billion mortgage despite Lisa's claims. Lenny and Lisa, they do have a mortgage on their Florida mansion. Despite the later claims on Real Housewives of Miami, they didn't. On top of the $4 million mortgage that Lenny confirmed to us, he took out when he bought the land. By the way, he also said that he did not have a mortgage on it. When they were talking.
Yeah, what did he say? He had the...
He said he had a line of credit, but he's never used a line of credit. So he lied too.
Who has $80 million? I'm sorry. Who fucking has $80 million? Do you?
Obviously not him. No, I don't. I mean, nor do I need $80 million. But the fact that he said on camera, we do not have a mortgage. I do have a line of credit that I opened up just in case. Well, if you have that kind of money that you can pay off an $80 million mortgage, then you don't need a line of credit just in case. And that's my opinion anyways. But I'm so sick of hearing Lenny's bullshit stories. Are you not?
I honestly think Lenny's disgusting. And I've done such... Did you actually...
Beyond disgusting. From the fact that he has young 20-year-old girls half naked at his parties, I predict this new girlfriend that he's dating who's much younger than him, much hotter than him, will get rid of him soon.
Well, we continue on because we have two more housewife updates regarding Lenny. Lenny claims Lisa was romancing two men at Halloween Bash. In court documents obtained exclusively by Page Six, Lenny claimed not only did Lisa invite over 100 guests of her own choosing to the party, Lisa also invited at least two male guests who Lisa has been romantically involved with during the pendency of the dissolution proceeding, if not earlier. The self-proclaimed boob god 56. He's only 56.
I know. He's old.
Also shut down Lisa's accusation that he spent $100,000 on the spooky soiree, but couldn't provide support for her and their children. Lenny maintains that Lisa not only attended the Halloween party, he also hosted the party's formal Marshall home on Saturday evening, October 29th, also hosted by the annual party and invited over 100 guests. Then we get to the next part, though, where Lenny's girlfriend hires a restraining order against Lisa, where it's dismissed.
This whole thing is so childish. It really is. I'm sorry. Super fucking childish.
Like, I don't even feel like I need to read it. Like, I truly believe when a couple's breaking up and you're the other woman and you're the... Oh my God, Erica's calling back.
Okay, get on. Let's do this.
Hello? Yes, but I'm on the podcast and I need to hear from you directly. Can you chat with me on here?
Yeah.
Okay. So please explain to me what kind of stalker gets your earrings, posts them on Instagram, and goes from there.
It's so disgusting.
And, I would love to say I'm shocked, but at this point in my life, I'm just not.
But Erica, this is Tamara. I don't know if you can hear me, but I mean, this attorney has been so obsessed with you for so long. And now the fact that his wife or himself bought these earrings is fucking disgusting.
I agree. And it's also frightening because someone that leaked my address that has been ruthlessly doing everything that he can to basically push himself into my life and into everything that has fallen apart, you know, around this entire situation. And earrings are, you know, a part of it. And I don't, if they had such negative energy, if they were blood diamonds, if they were da-da-da-da, why would you have them?
That's what I can't understand. If these,
it's a trophy, babe. They're so obsessed. It's a trophy.
They are,
and you can feel it and you can see it. It's not.
Well, be careful. It's bizarre behavior.
It's really weird, and I've raised it many times with many people, and you know, I'm sure that they're going to love the fact that we're talking about it on the podcast because that's who these people are. You know, I've always said, let the courts figure it out. Let the courts work it out. There's so much. I don't know if you know, like the CFO or the accountant was arrested for, you know, stealing $10 million out of Girardi Keys. So there's a lot of other things that are happening. And the earrings, you know, that went up for auction. I mean, it's fine. I get it. But even if you bought them, like, what's the point? You know, that's cool. You're free to do whatever you want, but it's not a little.
If a stranger were to buy them and just wear the earrings, they're nice earrings.
Reset them and keep going on with your life. I mean, and you know, the world is, listen, let me just say something. If she wanted a pair of diamonds, the world is littered with beautiful diamond earrings, believe me. So, but this was a personal thing, and they are obsessed. 1,000% obsessed, and it's weird.
But,
and it's to be to the Bravo to be, universe, and you know, this is what they want. You know, this is what they want.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Well, thank you for answering, because I was just like, this is disgusting to me. And her posting that picture, and I remember months ago, her like taunting you on your Instagram.
Yeah. Yes, they did. She said, you know, I did this because she was mean to me. Hey, you stepped in. You wanted in here. This is what it is. Wear the earrings in good health. I mean, someone said to me, hey, those fucking things are cursed. You know?
Yeah.
You know, wear them in good health and enjoy some other woman's earrings. All right. I love you guys both. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye. Bye, Erica.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What?
You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going
to
be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Miami was, I would have to say, Miami was like crazy this episode. I thought that it was good. I thought that this is everything that what housewife viewers want to see in Miami.
I thought it started out a little slow. One, I was annoyed about somebody being late to a jet. I really don't believe that you can be that late to a jet. The fact that...
Well, you're jumping like halfway through the episode.
I know, because I get worked up. Okay, fine. We'll start at the beginning. The only person that finds Julia more annoying than me is her daughter.
Okay, absolutely. Julia's daughter, Emma, calling her out for not attending her school events or not even knowing the name of the school that she attends. Now, let me just tell you, I've had a rough relationship with my daughter, my oldest daughter. I know what school she attends, what college she attended. I know that. Mostly because I wrote the check. But the thing is, how do you not know where your high school daughter goes to school?
Because I think this whole BS about her not being happy with Martina because her kids aren't there is total BS.
Bullshit. You could see through it. You know, the one thing that Kathleen French taught me years ago was the camera doesn't lie.
What doesn't lie?
The camera doesn't lie. Oh. The camera can see through shit. And this whole conversation that I see with Martina and Julia just seems forced and fake. And I want a storyline. And the fact, you know, the distance between them, I don't know. And the more Martina talks, the more I love her.
Martina,
I mean, the fact that she sits there and talks about, you know, to her daughter, Emma, is that her name? You know, you need to wear a helmet. And Julia's like,
no, Martina is like, she tells it like
it's voice of reason.
Fine.
She's a voice
of
reason.
You want to get a scooter, you're wearing a helmet. Those are the
words. Yeah. Like, why the best advice you can give to anybody.
She's acting more like a mother than Julia's.
Her own mother.
Julia is being so frantic all the time.
But let me ask you a question. If you sent your daughter to Europe to go to college or to go to high school, would you not know the school that your daughter was attending?
She said her mother has not attended one parent-teacher conference since the sixth grade.
Don't you find that weird?
I'm not parent shaming.
No, I know, but I mean, me of all people, because you know.
But I can't say believe me, I didn't want to, but I attended all 3.5 of my kids' Christmas performances this year.
Right.
Like,
right.
Same exact performances, pretending there was something new happening. Happy, thrilled, going for it. Yes. But the struggle is real. But like, if you're not, I don't know. You can't be crying around about how much you're missing your kids. It's bananas to me, but not as uncomfortable to me as the date that Larsa had with the guy with the bedazzled shirt where they were, I don't know.
When they were making sushis.
There's no way that Larsa.
I mean, do we really need to see that episode, that scene? Did we really need to see it?
Are we really going to believe that Larsa liked him even in the...
I mean, and I don't mean to be...
We know you like Michael Jordan's son. We know. We just saw it on...
We know it.
Happens Live. Like, she was trying hard and he was like, no.
I have a question for you.
Yes?
Why is Larsa wearing a giant wedding ring, a giant diamond on her wedding finger in her confessionals?
I actually didn't notice that. But sometimes the camera like reverses it. Like, does it look right now like I have my wedding ring on the correct finger?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Sometimes no? It's the reverse. Like,
that's what I was wondering, if it was a reversal thing, but I don't think it is when you do your interviews.
Also, just seeing my hands doing this made me want to hate myself even more because
I won't do that. Where's your nails?
I bit them all off at the horse show this week.
I have, since I was in my 20s, the oldest looking hands ever. I remember being 20 years old and being with my friend from elementary school. And she goes, you know, your hands have always looked old. I said, I know. I don't know what it is, but they look really old and I don't even care. But one thing I would have to say, when Lisa was feeding her kids healthy pancakes and the doorbell rang, my heart sunk because I thought she was being served with divorce papers.
The only thing I really noticed from this episode is Nicole taking the women on her boat and then on her jet is middle mojito energy.
Oh my God. That is some serious shit. So I have to tell you, I had a conversation with Eddie. I got a little obsessed after I watched the episode. I started Googling, what does Anthony do for a living? Because I mean, I get it, he's an attorney, but to have that $30 million, was it 22, 30, I don't know, $30 million house, the jet, the this, is that. Like, you have to do more than be an attorney, I think. And I'm telling Eddie, this is the perfect family. She is not only beautiful, she's got a rocking body. They have one of the most adorable kids I've ever seen. He's always well put together. Never
a doctor or an anesthesiologist.
She's an anesthesiologist. He's an attorney. They have the perfect life. And Eddie argued with me. He said, no. Bravo would not hire them if they have a perfect life. Something is fucked up about that. I said, I don't think so. It's perfect.
No, I think here's the thing. I love them both. I love watching them both. But you start to see him get messy here. And I think what's going to happen from being...
I don't think messy. I think he's pissed off. If my husband was filming a show when he had another job...
No.
That he had to do.
I wouldn't have been upset about... Yes. Him being upset that What's-Her-Ding-It was late to the plane, that's one thing.
2 hours late. But he's like, I have other fucking things to do. But asked
about something else, that she was going
what?
To pilot or the captain or blah, blah. Like, he's getting involved this season. My only guess about this couple is I think he's very set in his own ways.
That's okay.
And they that is okay. But
I'm sorry. I'm a good judge of character. I see them having a really good relationship. They have respect for each other. He got pissed off because he didn't want to wait any longer. And I get that. She was supporting him 100%. I would have never made my husband, who is a pilot, wait 2 hours for a castmate.
No, I'm sorry. My dad wouldn't wait 7 minutes. Like, he's like, the flight leaves at 11:30 get there at 11:15. And if you're not there, you're not coming on the plane because you have to pay for the jet fuel to sit there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's official. I want to move in with Nicole and Anthony. I want to live in that house.
I mean, here's the truth. Like if Lisa was going to be that late, take a freaking Uber. Like it's not that far.
Well, the Keys are, it's not that far.
It's not that far.
So when we filmed in Florida, we went to Miami first and then we drove to the Keys. It wasn't that long of a ride.
No.
I thought, no, it's not. And it's actually a beautiful drive. When I saw the hotel at the very beginning, just, you know, before last night, just like a little snippet of it, I thought it was the same hotel that we stayed at. I think it was like the Pirates K or something like that. When we were in the Keys
they were at Hubert's place, which is
that was a different place.
I've always stayed at Hubert's and it's amazing.
What was your thoughts about Gertie and Alexa now being suddenly best friends after all the shit they talked about each other?
I think they both just didn't really have all the full information, but I do think that Gertie and Alexia are both like, they're gonna tell you how it is. Like they're not sugarcoating their shit. Like if they're annoyed, they're gonna.
Well, I feel like this would be sugarcoating shit if I talked to you, Teddy. I want you to know I'm not only your service provider, I'm your friend.
Yeah, but I would never ask you to be my service provider. You know the difference? Like I wouldn't ask you to do things that you like. I feel like both you and I can ask each other to do things that we're both capable of and doing to a certain capacity.
Okay. I have a couple questions I need to ask you.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Has he ever masturbated on a plane?
Has Edwin?
No, has you? You? Have you ever masturbated on a plane?
No.
No. So Kiki said she masturbated on a plane. So I reached out to my friend who's a flight attendant and I said, Marcos, do you have people masturbating on your plane? He said, oh my God, all the time. They say they're so nervous about the takeoff and being on a plane that they sit there and masturbate as they're taking off to, you know, not think about flying.
That's a no from me.
My question to you is, after waiting 2 hours for Lisa, she walks in and all the girls are extremely nice to her and saying things like, I think she might be going through something. First of all, they had to have known.
They had to have known
because if I'm sitting on a goddamn plane for 2 hours, especially if my husband's waiting to take off and somebody, let's say Shannon shows up 2 hours late, I would be pissed off. I would have probably left her.
They've all known.
Unless I knew. They all knew. They all knew.
The second she lost her shit on Larsa, all of that, I think it all became known. And then I think the final like straw was when you saw Julia and Adriana not even bothering to go over to hear the conversation between.
Yeah. They were sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
But when Lisa calls her nanny in her room and the nanny is sick and needs to go, so then she calls Lenny. Was that the most awkward, weird conversation between a husband and wife?
Here's the thing. I can tell you this. There are moments in my life that I've had with Edwin. So like, for example, I'm at a horse show with Slate. I leave today. And Edwin called me this morning. He's like, what time are you going to be home? And I was like, well, we've been showing for the last 4 days. I'm going to do the podcast with Tamara. And then we're going to leave here probably around 11:30 and head back.
Right.
And he's like, okay, so I'm taking Bella back to school, but blah, blah, blah. What's Cruz going to do? What's this going to like? And he is not necessarily capable to manage more than one child's needs.
Yeah, but he's interested into managing all the kids' needs at all times.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
But
Lenny was not.
But I was able to say, okay, yeah, perfect. You're in charge of taking Bella back to school. You have to leave at 5:50. She has to be there at 7:20. Ryan will be arriving at 5:50 at the same time you're leaving. She'll be with Dove and Cruz. And this is where we go.
Yeah.
But
it just doesn't seem
ever.
Ever.
His own.
Yeah. You know, it's just, it was Lenny, when Lenny wants to play tennis, is that code for I want to see my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100,000%.
Lenny hates, it's done. It's done.
It's done. It is done. And when Lisa finally tells the girls on camera that he has a girlfriend, I mean, I got to love Alexia because she wanted to jump out of her skin and slice a bitch at that moment.
I love Alexia. She was like, no,
I love her too. And I have to give a shout out to Frankie, just seeing them talking in the beginning of the episode and talk her, you know, writing down a list and trying to help him. And he's like, Justin Bieber. Like, I was just,
I know
just,
he's, re- I want, really he's, them.
She's such a good mom. So we have some fan thoughts. Heartbroken for Lisa, but did it seem like she was holding back all the info?
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. But I think she's known more. I think she knows more than she wants to say at this point. And it just got to a point where he finally said, I have a girlfriend. I'm moving in with her.
I think he's been cheating on her for years and she's been okay with it. But now that he's gone forward, she's like, fuck, now I got to deal with this.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going
to
be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
All right, here's how I feel about Potomac. So I did some research about these live stage performances.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I'm getting a lot of people sending me messages saying, why are you and Teddy not going live?
If anything made me more nervous to go live, that was this.
I'm going to be honest with you. When I saw that, I said, fuck no, I don't want to do that. I mean, they had like 20 people in the audience.
They had 40 people and they were all their relatives. Like,
no, yeah,
I can't.
I mean,
I would rather talk to you on a Zoom screen and be disasters than go to a live audience.
I feel like we would not do it if 60 people bought tickets. Like, we would have to cancel it.
But
like,
of course, Karen can't even let it go. Like, she can't even.
Oh, Karen was sitting there taking notes.
Yeah. Okay. There she was. A couple other things we need to talk about Potomac. Okay. Candace was not in this episode,
but she did her music video. And she's sitting there doing crunches, which absolutely killed me because I don't think doing crunches before, like, it's not like a bicep where it's a muscle that you can build and it pumps up. She's doing crunches before, but she's got the cutest little, hottest little body. But
no, I mean, she's hot, but she was not in the step.
I was just wondering if maybe you and I should do a music video. Maybe if the Cougs can come out with a new song and then we can be dancers.
I don't think he's really going to want us, to be honest.
Well, let me talk to him.
I'm already worried enough. He might want me. Reasonably shady, unreasonably attended, has already pushed me over the edge for the live shows. Then Juan arguing with Robin over a prenup about how you can't get divorced when you're never going to marry. All of these conversations.
Do you think that an infidelity clause is a good idea? Because I do.
I think it's a great idea, but it does not exist in court.
Oh, it doesn't exist in court. So it doesn't hold up in court.
No.
So I don't have a prenup, but that's one of the things that I would think that I would want in there. Like, if you cheat on me, you fucking get nothing.
But Los Angeles. So in my prenup, I have an infidelity clause. It does not exist in Los Angeles.
Because it's a no fault law, right?
It's a no fault.
Yeah, that's right.
So yes, it gives me like a little more to stand on if it was to go that way, but yeah, it really doesn't do anything for you. For me, the biggest thing when it comes to having a prenup is really just about protecting what's yours and what's not. Like, for me, it's about, I never want Edwin to think that I'm going to go for his family. So who knows what happens from years to come, but the infidelity law, at least in Los Angeles, does not hold up.
Well, I think it's across the board, but in California.
The 10-year law does. Once you've made it 10 years, you're in common law.
Regardless if you're married or not.
No. If you're married. If you're married and you make it 10 years, you're now in a place to fight your prenup.
To fight your prenup. Because yeah. I feel like once you've been in a relationship for 10 years and you live together, you also have certain laws to protect you as well.
Yeah. But once you've been married for 10 years.
Well, since we're talking about being unfaithful, let's talk about Mia fooling around with her friend. And did
you
she
think just sleep doing this for a storyline?
I don't know. I mean, her husband's not. I'm just going off me. Yeah. I'm 55 years old and my sex drive is just not where it used to be. I'm going to be honest. It's
how
not.
Many times are you having sex a week?
Once a week. Once?
Once?
A week. Yeah. Once a week. And because we used to, you know, we were banging like a, you know, screen door on a windy day. However,
you just don't with those kind of expressions.
But now it's like you get older and it's like, I really enjoy like the hug and the.
No,
but I have no testosterone. Give it a good 15 years. I've talked to all my other friends that are my age and they're like, yeah, you know, it's a menopause thing. You don't have that drive to pound each other as much as you used to.
We lost track. Okay. What episode are we on to recap?
Okay. So let me just get this straight. Mia's fooling around with her friend. Did she sleep with Peter? Did we get a clear answer on that?
Peter Thomas's girlfriend.
And she definitely fooled around and touched pink parts with her girlfriend that's on the show.
Do you Jacqueline? Think we should call Cynthia and see if she ever had a threesome with Peter?
Oh my God.
Can have it. We should call.
Okay. Hell no to the threesome with Peter. I mean, my husband would rather poke his eyeballs out than see me being pounded by another man.
No, the fact that Mia wants to watch people have sex with her husband.
With her husband?
To me,
is so disturbing to
me. I really hope Cynthia answers. Hey, Cynthia, you are actually on speakerphone with Two Teas in a Pod right now.
We're ambushing you.
We're ambushing you because we have a question.
Yes.
I know.
Love you.
Right now. But I love you so much, but you're going to hate me when I ask you this question.
Oh, Lord. What is it?
Okay, so you're coming up in conversation because in this week of Real Housewives of Potomac, they are saying that they are having threesomes with your ex-husband's girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay. So my question is, have you ever had a threesome?
Oh my God.
She's like, I fucking hate you guys.
Why? Okay. Happy holidays to you guys as well.
And by the way, Merry Christmas.
I love the ambush. Okay, to answer your question, because I feel like this is going to be a two-part question. So part one, full honesty and transparency. I have never had a threesome.
Okay. With Peter?
With Peter or anybody?
With Peter or anyone else. I've never had a threesome in my life.
Do you think Peter had a threesome with Mia?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, we never did threesomes, so I don't know. I mean, we haven't.
Okay, so I'm going to say no.
No, but she's not saying she had a threesome with Peter.
She said it was Peter's girlfriend, right?
But do we know who Peter's girlfriend? Do you know who Peter's girlfriend is?
Yeah, I know who they're talking about. Yeah, definitely. But I don't know.
Is it a current girlfriend or an ex-girlfriend?
I believe that it is an ex-girlfriend.
Does she seem like somebody who would have threesomes?
I don't know her. I don't know the lady. I just know that he was involved for a long time.
Oh my gosh, Cynthia, you make me so happy. We love you so much. You love how I can't even, I'm like, Tamara and I are discussing this. I'm like, I can't even have this discussion. I just need to call Cynthia and get all the details right now. But I know now we have to bring up one last ex-husband question.
Oh my God.
Well, no, I just want to know why he wants to hold like a mojito or a drink or like a planter.
Oh, Peter?
Yeah. Like, why is Peter so involved?
So thirsty.
Did you He's think thirsty. That when you were married to him?
No, I don't think that Peter is thirsty per se. I don't think he's thirsty per se. I think that Peter, you know, was on the show with me for a long time. He's always very involved on our show. They shot at his establishment, which, of course, he's a businessman. And he's going to
want that. Come and
shoot at yeah, he's smart.
Establishment, you know what I'm saying? Like anybody could do that. But I don't think that's thirsty. It's not like he just showed up at a scene. Like they came to his place of business and promoted his. You know, he promoted his business. So I thought. Yeah. I actually think that is a smart business move.
I agree. So how do we find the girlfriend on Instagram?
Oh, my
God. Oh, Teddy. I'm
getting off this phone. I know you guys are awesome. You're awesome. But that's all I really have to offer. I don't really know, like, any other details about, you know, any of this threesome nonsense and who's doing who and who would do who and where they are and all that stuff. I don't know.
All I know is
well, nobody you're welcome wanted, back anytime to have a threesome with us
in the Big Brother house.
And I can say wholeheartedly, there was no one that I wanted to be done by.
There was not one person I wanted to have sex with in the Big Brother house.
Oh my God. Okay.
Way too close and personal. So you can find any of those men even attractive at this point.
So good. All right. Come visit us soon. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Guys.
Love you. Bye.
I mean, did you happen to see Watch What Happens Live with Giselle and Robin? That was the most uncomfortable Watch What Happens Live that I have seen in so long.
Okay. Andy, more information.
Did you not watch it?
I only watched a part of it because I was falling asleep.
Oh my God. I just felt like Andy was not thrilled with Giselle. Robin was 100% the voice of reason. By the way, I've never seen Robin look more beautiful ever.
Who did her hair and makeup?
I don't know. I don't know, but she looked stunning from the outfit to the hair extensions to the makeup. I mean, she's a beautiful woman, but I was like, oh my God.
Okay, so the questions from Watch What Happens Live are they hypocrites with Monique and Wendy? Giselle said it's apples to oranges. It was a drink. Internally, Kiki'd when it happened. Bo said it was wrong in the drink throw, Robin didn't want Wendy to do something that would put her job in jeopardy.
Well, Giselle admitted on Watch What Happens Live that she was so shady in the last episode. So after her performance on stage, which was, of course, they only showed the uncomfortable situations. I'm sure things went differently. After she was done, she was so interested in the threesome and me and all that stuff. And I thought, oh my God, this is so weird. You just got up from a high of being on stage, your first appearance on stage, and now you want to talk. It was just bizarre. It was bizarre.
I think the part that was clear was they were trying to get information. And when Jacqueline said, you have to ask Mia, that's when it really came down to, like, what is it that we're opening up to right now with this show, with this group? What are we doing?
Right. But it wasn't the time or place to even talk about it. It was just
never
weird.
A time and a place. It's like,
I know, but it was just like, Giselle just went in heavy. Like, I'm like, really? Shouldn't you be doing a meet and greet with your 40 people that showed up?
That were your family?
Oh my God. Can we move on to Salt Lake City?
Fine. Salt Lake City. Okay. We're going to move on to Salt Lake City. If Jen was my ride or die, I think I would choose die.
I would die. Yep. Die.
I'm not interested. I also thought the joke where Jen said, you flip-flop so much, you should be wearing flip-flops.
Flip-flops. Oh.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Not a comedian. Stop.
Not funny. Nope.
Save that for Kevin Hart. That wasn't a joke.
I know, but how she got a little more serious and she told everybody that she tried to commit suicide. She didn't exactly explain why. She doesn't really have to explain why. I mean, I'll tell you right now, if I was Jen Shaw, which I would never be because I would never steal from anybody, I would be in the fetal position thinking that I'm going to prison and leaving my family and my husband and my kids and all these things. But instead, she has relentlessly gone on podcasts and showed up to BravoCon when she wasn't invited and done all these things. It's just, there's something not right with that woman.
I was actually more upset that all the women got so dressed up in their Marilyn Monroe outfits to go eat at Applebee's. I was like,
okay, first of all, who do you think looked the best in a blonde wig?
I thought Whitney looked really good.
She's already blonde. So I expected that.
Jen Shaw looked really good.
I thought Meredith looked great as a blonde. And sometimes when you take Meredith Lynette and
may as well not even have been in this episode.
I know, but she still looked good.
She took a timeout. She took a timeout on speaking.
She took a kiki. I'm so sick of that word.
Then people keep comparing the ending with Heather to Paranormal Activity, but every episode with Jen feels like The Exorcist. I don't really understand this comment. I feel like Heather's doing everything that she can to get the most fan support.
Yeah, she needs to be a little bit more authentic and not trying to play it for the fans. I think that as a viewer, the fans are looking at Heather like, who the fuck are you now? Like, you are definitely have changed. You're playing into fandom. And it's, can you move that, please?
Sorry about that. Sorry.
Move it out of the picture. It's disturbing.
I can't. It's a quarter of an inch place where I'm sitting.
Okay, put it on the floor. Where
you know what? I don't need you to tongue.
Where my champagne bottle is.
No. Okay? If you want to actually do some good here, you could get Vicky on the phone. Because if not, I'm not moving on. No, I'm really not. Thanks for tuning in, you guys.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.